This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Mail ballots for Chicago's March primary election are starting to be sent to voters today. A court decision is still pending on one candidate's eligibility, but Chicago Board of Election spokesman Max Bever says mail ballots are still expected to be distributed this evening. They will be sent to voters who are on the city's permanent vote-by-mail roster or those who have applied, and it's not too late to request one. The deadline to apply for a mail ballot is 5 p.m. March 14th. Mail ballots must be postmarked by the March 19th primary to be counted. If you prefer to vote in person, an early voting site downtown will open next week. Three Democratic lawmakers in Springfield are pushing to make fertility services more accessible. Their measures would require health insurers to cover the diagnosis and treatment of infertility. That includes methods such as in vitro fertilization. It would also cover costs for standard fertility preservation, or saving eggs and sperm, for any interested patient. Senator Natalie Toro from Chicago says these procedures can cost upward of $15,000 out of pocket.
I've had heavy conversations expressing our dreams of having a family while facing financial barriers that limit our ability to preserve our fertility.
Toro and her colleagues say this is part of a broader effort to increase access to reproductive care in Illinois. A judge is denying former President Donald Trump's bid to stall an objection to his place on Illinois' primary election ballot. Trump's lawyers had wanted Cook County Judge Tracy Porter to delay an Illinois objection to his candidacy until after the U.S. Supreme Court decides his eligibility for re-election. The nation's high court is reviewing a Colorado case over whether Trump's alleged role in inflaming the fatal January 6th attack on the nation's capital violated the 14th Amendment. And that amendment blocks insurrectionists from seeking public office. A group of Illinois voters is objecting to Trump's candidacy on similar grounds. Porter ruled against Trump's bid for delay, but she also declined to fast-track the case, as the Illinoisans who filed the objection wanted. Instead, the judge set a February 16th hearing when she could decide the dispute. A new Northwestern University study finds artificial intelligence is helping doctors more accurately diagnose certain skin diseases. Study lead Matt Groh says doctors' accuracy increased by 33% for dermatologists and 69% for generalists when using image-based technology. But Groh says the data also show doctors were more accurate in diagnosing light color skin diseases than dark skin.
This discrepancy is alarming because it doesn't need to be that way. Maybe it's due to lack of examples in textbooks of dark skin diseases. You know, it's a lack of research on people with dark skin and lack of training also in like residency programs.
Groh also says doctors should work to be aware of what unintentional biases they might have when using AI to make a diagnosis. Something else you should know today. Cook County's jail population has shrunk by 58% since 2013, but a WBEZ analysis of county budget data shows that it hasn't led to big savings for taxpayers or a big funding boost for crime prevention. Sheriff Tom Dart's office says the savings only go so far when the jail has more and more detainees with drug addictions or mental illnesses. But Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says some of the jail spending would be more effective in community hands. Today's weather, the high is going to be 52 degrees. Similar temps tomorrow, and it should be windy both days. That's it for now. Later today, my Rundown co-host Erin Allen joins a conversation about how we celebrate Black History Month by looking at the historic firsts of the past to those we should honor in the present. That's with the hosts of WBEZ's When Magic Happens podcast today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.